Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so am I the jerk? It happened when I... Okay, so if you missed it... Oh, there he is. Go ahead, pull him up. It's got to be him. That's got to be him. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Hudson.
Hi, honey. Good morning.
What up, honey boy?
Hi.
Hello.
Did you know about this Am I the Jerk? Did you know this even happened when we stayed at your Nana and Papa's?
No.
He said, you're going to have to enlighten me, please.
He's about
enlighten
to find out. I told your Nana I was going to use this on the radio, so ooh, it's okay.
Ooh.
So when we went to stay at my ex-in-law's, mm-hmm, they took us in after my family drama, long story for another day. Hudson, we went out to eat, and you got chicken fingers, right?
Yep.
And you decided not to eat some of them, and you love to take home your food. Do you
not? Oh, you a leftovers guy. Mm-hmm.
I do.
Every now and then. He leaves like half the burger on purpose to take it home.
If it's worth a little snack for later, mm-hmm, I'll save a piece. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like mm-hmm to savor my bites.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know if you know this, but you brought home chicken fingers when we spent the night there.
Chicken tenders, actually.
Oh, get it right.
My bad.
Get it right.
Chicken tenders.
Fingies, tendies, and nuggies are all different. Get it right.
And we were leaving to go, you know, to the airport. And when Hudson and Owen were in their room, Nana looked at Papa and said, hey, what do you want for dinner? How about I make a salad and we throw the chicken tenders on top of the salad?
Wait. Hudson's chicken tenders.
Uh-huh. What? Uh-huh. I wasn't told about this.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
I realized that. Yeah. We're being enlightened together, my boy. Okay.
So I go, well, what if they want to eat them? She's like, shh. And I was like, you're right. Screw them. You use them. You take those chicken tenders. You put them on your salad for dinner.
Technically, you paid for them. So, you know what I'm saying?
What did you say, Hudson?
You encouraged her to take them?
Maybe.
Possibly.
Oh.
I had no involvement, Hudson, so you know.
So I am the jerk for encouraging. Am I the jerk for encouraging Nana to steal your chicken fingers?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Fine.
That's it.
I was going to say, is Nana the jerk for stealing the grandkids' chicken fingers?
That's more what it is.
That's
right
really
there.
What it is.
That's more what it is.
Hudson,
right there.
I didn't know you didn't know about this. Well, the good news is you didn't miss them, okay?
You didn't even realize they were gone until just now.
You can't call your own Nana a jerk, though, Hudson.
He just did.
Hudson.
I mean, I didn't even take them home, so.
See?
Oh, so you're not calling Nana a jerk, you're calling your mama a jerk.
Oh, really?
You're both a jerk.
You better stand on business, boy.
All right, Hudson. Well, thank you for calling in, my 11-year-old. I love you. I hope you have a great day at school today.
I am. It's High Interest Day.
I know. I'm very excited for you. High Interest Day is a fun day.
What's High Interest Day?
Good question. And actually, he's doing some really cool stuff. Tell DZ what High Interest Day is, Hudson.
Basically, the day where they bring in like a ton of adults and they all go into like different rooms and they do and like show off like different cool things, like different careers.
Career day, basically. It's career day. I've done it before where I went in and talked about radio and did all that. Yeah.
See, I'm too much of an adult. I thought we were overcharging interest rates. No. I was like, what's the APR?
No, but
12%? What's going on? Why is it high interest?
Guess what's on his schedule? What do you got on your schedule though, Hudson? Tell him.
I remember three of it. I remember I have quesadilla making, smoothie making, and improv.
What time are all these, and do you get a plus one?
He told me
quesadilla making is first, and I'm pretty sure smoothies is last.
I'm on my way, boy.
Only Hudson signs up for quesadilla making. I love him. And he's doing improv, which he came to see us do improv, so he knows what he's getting into. He'll do great at that.
Shout out Comedy Sports.
Hudson, I think you're going to have a great time at improv, so enjoy your day. I love you.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you too.
Peace.
Bye. You know why he was so quiet?
Hung up on him. My bad.
Because he was with his dad.
Oh, he's with his pops.
That's why he's so quiet. Because his dad's so much more chill. Like, did you not hear the difference when he's at home with me or by himself? He's totally more reserved with his dad.
I completely just figured he had just woken up or something.
No, he's in the car.
Yeah, he's going. Listen, this is mature Hudson on the phone.
He's like, Dad, I'm talking to your ex-wife. Hold on.
We'll be back in our conversation in a second. We'll get back to us in a second. Hold on.
No, but seriously. So, am I the jerk for stealing my grandkids' chicken fingers? I'm not kidding. I looked at my ex-mother-in-law and I go, oh, that's kind of jerky. You're kind of taking the kids' leftovers and not telling them, but I'm encouraging it. And they never knew. So,
they never even realized.
But honestly, taking someone's leftovers, planning to use it at a later meal, knowing damn well they may want those.
Am I wrong
for
saying...
She's not the jerk because she paid for them. Hold on.
Sure, yeah. You could go in a nutshell.
But
if we're talking, you know, person to person, adult to adult, say we're roommates, right?
Yes.
I get leftovers. I put them in my fridge.
Oh, it'd be
if
on.
You take my leftovers...
It'd be on. I would say you were a total jerk.
Those were my two tendies. Okay.
Now I'm about to sever your tendons. Yeah. Whether I'm going to eat them or not. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because what happened was my son's grandma, she was like, let's take the chicken fingers that are in the fridge, put them on a salad when the kids are gone later. And so I said, oh, you're going to steal the kids' chicken fingers.
It drastically changes this because they're kids.
Mm-hmm. I know, because it makes it funnier. But if it was adults.
We're swinging, bro. I am.
You're so right.
When it's a kid and it's a grandma, it's like, oh, no, nana, no.
Take that. You paid for it. They don't care. But if it was an adult stealing my leftovers for their salad for dinner, it'd be on.
Had it been your two leftover tendies for the salad.
I would have fought my ex-mother-in-law.
You would have been like, excuse me, Nana?
Excuse me?
I know y'all took me in a dire need situation, but are you trying to catch these hands? Head fit, head flip, what? Come on now. If it's adult to adult, we're saying jerk. It's kid to grandparent, so we're saying not.
Not the jerk. 414-533-1037. Somebody said not the jerk. He didn't even know they were gone.
We're petitious because only because it's a kid are we saying it's not the jerk.
But had really, this happened it is to a you? Jerky thing, yeah.
Nutshell, it is a jerky
All
thing.
All right, you know what? The phones are blowing up. We're going to talk to you next.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, is Nana the jerk for stealing Hudson's chicken fingers?
She is not in the Christmas Protection Program.
She is not. No, if you missed it earlier this week, I spent the night at my ex-husband's parents' house, my ex-in-laws, who I get along great with. And, you know, Hudson even at one point said, well, you're not technically family. We were all at dinner, and he says that in front. And I go, yes, we are, because they're your grandparents. So even if I'm not married to your dad, your Nana and Papa are technically related to me because
through y'all.
I have their grandchildren. So
I'm tied to them through you guys.
Yeah, yes, we are.
They're also my Nana and Papa.
And I went to their house when my parents weren't nice.
I knew them first.
It's funny. It's funny. No, seriously. So, okay, listen. We were staying at my ex-in-laws in Florida, which is a whole other story.
Jokes aside, if you missed it, listen back.
Long story, and it was actually traumatic. But Nana stole Hudson's chicken fingers. She planned to use them later for dinner. She's like, let's put them on a salad.
Why not?
Hudson didn't know she was going to take them.
Hudson was offended.
He found out on Am I the Jerk today. Melissa Melissa and Kenosha. Let's go to her first. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's got her own theme song. Oh my gosh, she's calling again. Despacito. That's right.
Yes, I am calling again.
No response. You never heard nobody.
When she finally called back for the first time, I was like, I forgot about you. I even forgot what your song was. Now we're back, baby.
You're back, baby. You're back.
We're back. Jerk and ready to go.
Right. Jerk or not the jerk for stealing the grandkids' chicken tenders?
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Stealing food. She said, not the jerk.
Is it because it is a grandbaby?
It's in your fridge and there's no name. Free game.
Dang, it even rhymes. So you know it's true.
You know what? I'm going to steal that. I've never heard that.
In your fridge and it's got no name, free game.
I'm going to put that on the work fridge now.
If that doesn't go next to my live, laugh, luff at home, oh my.
That's how we do it in our house. Like, if you don't put your name on your food,
yeah.
If you don't put your name on like your to-go box, then anyone can eat it.
If it's in the fridge. Hey, low-key, I do hear this, though. When you're in a collective household, I hear it.
It's a loophole, and I don't like it. You're creating a loophole, and I don't support it.
My kids eat chicken tenders all the time.
No.
My 3-year-old and 5-year-old eat chicken tenders all the time. Right. There's times where those chicken tenders have sat in that fridge for like 2 or 3
days.
And they don't even know that they're there.
Mama,
so you just kind of spice it up with something else.
Mm-hmm. Don't get me started on paying for chicken fingers and how many times I paid for peanut butter and jelly at Panera. Don't
Lord
even get me
mercy.
Started, okay? I'm going to snap. Goodbye.
That's why she's saying not the jerk.
We need to hang out, Allie. Our kids would be good, even though mine are 3 and 5. They'd be great together.
Girl. I'll bring mine too. We'll bring all the babies.
I can feel you through the phone right now. I feel you.
I don't even know how many times I'm like, hey, girls, what do you want for dinner? Chicken nuggets and french fries.
Oh,
can
Lord.
We have something
girl,
else, please?
Can we mix it up? Some?
Girl, don't give me... goodbye. I'm getting triggered. I'm getting parent triggered.
We're going to see you soon.
She's triggering me on food right now because of my kids. Telling you these kids and what they eat.
But that makes sense why she's going, not the jerk. How many times have these strips done sat in that fridge knowing dang well these kids are going to forget about them and ask for a hamburger or something else later?
Brittany in Menominee Falls texted in and said, jerk. My family used to take my food all the time. To this day, I hide my food and it drives my husband nuts.
Squirreling
but that's
it.
Probably because he wants to eat it too. I'm so happy Teddy's on the phone. Teddy's on the phone in Shorewood. A kid.
Oh, kid Teddy.
Let's go.
Young and Teddy.
Hi.
Hi, Teddy. You're so perfect for this. Am I the jerk?
How old are you, Teddy?
Sure. 12,
right?
12 turning 13.
I am 12.
Yes.
You said
perfect.
I'm a grown man in this topic, yo.
All right, Teddy. Do you think Nana's the jerk for stealing Hudson's chicken fingers and not telling him?
All the way.
All the way. Don't play with me or my fingers.
Go on, Teddy. Speak. Represent.
I speak for Hudson. He doesn't have a work in this. I'm just speaking for him. These are my chicken tendies. I'm sure, like, a 3 and 5-year-old would, like, forget about it, but... like an 11 and 12-year-old, I don't
so
think
much.
They would forget.
Amen.
I do tend to agree with you, man. Yeah, by 12, I knew my leftovers were in that fridge and I wanted them.
And Teddy, you heard Hudson on the air probably. You heard he was like, what? He was like, he had no idea.
Yes.
Yeah, and then he was upset with me for encouraging it. No,
but also, it took until today for him to realize that they were actually gone. So he had not noticed and did not miss them.
Teddy says jerk.
But Teddy's still saying jerk because even though he forgot about them, still his tendies.
How are you going to come for Nana like that, Teddy?
Huh? Huh? Teddy, would you say jerk to your Nana?
Yes.
10 toes, Teddy.
All
ain't
right,
no
Teddy.
Folding you, my boy. You
You're
on business.
Great.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for calling, Teddy. You've been a delight.
Bye.
Later, man.
I love it. I love it. Because Teddy will call in on like adult ones, and I'll be like, Teddy, this ain't the one for you.
Teddy.
But this was the perfect Am I the Jerk for Teddy to chime in on.
When you know your audience, my boy.
He knows what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Emily's in Milwaukee. Last but not least, I want to pull her up. She's going to be the tiebreaker today. Should have known a kid was going to make it split down the middle.
Of course.
But you had a point. Stealing food is no joke.
No.
Like, we laugh because it's a kid, but had it been adults, it would have been fights.
And even Teddy brought up a great point. A 3-5-year-old, my kids, Danny, 2 years old,
yeah.
Sammy, 4 years old. Yeah, I'm taking their tendies. You've got older children.
Mm-hmm.
Your 11 and 13-year-old are going to go, whoa, 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 whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Where are them chicken fingers?
Right, exactly. Mm. Well, Emily, you're up. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I just want you to know that Outkast is your theme song. The other day, Hudson asked me if I ever heard of Outkast.
Boy, don't get backhanded. Don't get backhanded in this car.
Are you asking me about my people?
You mean Big Boy, 3 Stacks.
Andre 3000, what do you want? Let's talk.
Don't talk about the dungeon. Yeah.
The generational gap was very vivid at that moment when he asked me if I ever heard of Outkast.
Boy, bye.
I digress.
Boy, bye. I got the purple CD with the girl with the
we
afro.
Listen
boy,
to Rosa
bye.
Parks on repeat, okay? Anyway. Emily, seriously, you're the tiebreaker today.
So I've, as an adult, lived with my dad who loves to steal all my leftovers, especially pizza. So in that sense, I'm like, yeah, that'd be a jerky. But this is about the grandparent, and they did, you did encourage them, and again, Hudson didn't remember, so I'm going to say not the jerk, because I feel like those would have went to waste had she not done that.
That's a good spin. She didn't waste food. Smart.
True. Yeah.
And which is another generational thing. We would have thrown it out, and Nana and Papa would found a way to use it on something like a salad.
But she also planned on using it without having told Hudson. She was like, hey, don't tell nobody nothing about these chicken strips. Those are claimed.
She's like, hey, honey, the kids are leaving. We're going to use their chicken fingers on a salad later, but and what was funny was, actually, true story, I should have brought this up with Hudson on the phone. At one point, he brought them, I don't think he remembered this, he did say something about them, about maybe snacking on them. And I remember going, we're going out to dinner.
We're going to eat.
Yeah, and she's like, no, we're going to go eat.
Oh, my heart's so torn on this. It's my, you distracted him.
We did.
He wanted his leftovers.
He did want them, but he did want them.
Hudson, I got to hold you down. 10 toes, my boy. You the jerk, Nana's the jerk, and Papa's the jerk for not holding them down. All of y'all are jerks.
The kid eats fine.
All of y'all are jerks.
Other food.
We eat 5 meals a day. Come on, he's fine.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
All right, Emily, we love you. Have a great day.
I love you guys. See you later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Much love.
Not the jerk.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Thank you, guys.
You're a jerk.
Nope. I wonder if Hudson's still listening. I don't know. I haven't heard from him.
Exactly. How'd Allie get blocked by her 11-year-old?
You don't think his dad wants to listen to his ex-wife on the radio?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.